Okay, friends, hi. This is Angel of the Presence Commentaries number 5 from Esoteric Psychology 2. We're on page 46. And we have completed in the last working through the third, the Angel of the Presence on the in the third ray formula. As I've explained, we don't know whether it's a third ray angel. Although there, I tried to explain that there may be reason to consider that it might be, but what ray are we talking about when we're talking about such an angel? Is it the monadic ray that we are responding to? Every being has three different rays. And that is something I've not thought about adequately in connection with the solar angel. Suffice it to say that it can cover the ray needs, that with which the angel is equipped, can cover the ray needs of the human monad, which is attempting to manifest in the lower worlds and is working through a particular sub-ray, which is called the soul ray, or really one of the rays of the triad. That angel can cover the needs and foster the expression of that particular ray without a problem. How it does this? Well, we don't know. You know, they're an expert in a certain kind of manipulation of matter and a certain kind of mathematics, and these are abstruse things that they can handle, and we don't have the intelligence to handle. So now, let me read the fourth stanza for the fourth ray. Excuse me, and here goes, ray four. The angel of the presence stands in his beauty rare upon the lighted way. The glow of the presence pours throughout the field of combat and ends in peace the strife. The warrior stands revealed. His work is done. Back to back the angel and the warrior stand, their auras meeting in a radiant sphere of light. The two are one. The voice goes forth. Harmony is restored, and the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. Such is the plan, thus is the whole revealed. The higher and the lower meet, form and the formless merge and blend, and know themselves as one. In harmony with all united souls, I serve the plan. You know, it's interesting, oftentimes when we're dealing with the fourth ray, there are fewer words. And just as with the names of the fourth ray Lord, you know, if we were to look back here, we would go to Esoteric Psychology 1, where, I don't know, just maybe let's try around page 70. Okay, yes, it is there. And there are fewer words. There's simply fewer words, fewer names. It's almost as if the intuition can cover the words, and there's no need for many of them. And these we will go over at some time. I think there is a necessity to discuss why some of these words are appropriate. All right. So let us see. Of course, beauty is connected with the fourth ray. It is the ray of beauty, and the two practically artistic rays are the fourth and the seventh, the practical creator of beauty. So if there is true harmony, there will be beauty. And people who have worked on the various proportions in the visual arts know, at least classically, what is the beauty. And it's beauty rare, so it's the soul is beauty in all respects, but this is a rare and exquisite form of beauty. And you kind of wonder, you know, I know it's a strange thought, but will the radiant angelic existence that represents the fourth ray be of greater exquisiteness, greater beauty than those who represent the other rays, for instance, the fifth ray? Will there be a distinctiveness so one could notice the qualities of the radiant angelic existence and say, ah, that is such an existence on the fourth ray, that is such an existence on the third ray, and so forth. Would colors be different? Would the form of the fiery sphere be different in some way? The egoic lotus would have a different type of tint. There would be an accentuation, I think, of the perhaps the color green and so forth. What is this lighted way? This is the way that the man is pursuing, and it leads to the higher mental plane in this instance. This lighted way. It's called the lighted way. In the arcane school, it's called the lighted way of integration. It is the third of the lesson sets or the degrees through which the student of the arcane school passes, the lighted way of integration. And this way of integration leads to the higher mental plane where the angel of the presence stands. The angel of the presence stands there. The solar angel, of course, has a more Buddhic focus and maybe a focus beyond that as well. In general, a cosmic etheric focus. You can understand that if the human being has a cosmic etheric focus in his triad, then certainly the solar angel will be embracing those planes as well, because those planes that are so high for the human being are relatively low for the solar angel, especially if the solar angel has his monadic or triadal focus on the cosmic astral plane, which is something that I've been, you know, experimenting with as a theory. Okay, excuse me. So the angel of the presence stands in revealed beauty upon the higher mental plane, upon the lighted way that reveals, that goes into the higher mental plane. And of course that lighted way continues, doesn't it? The Antikorana is a lighted way, and every rising towards the monad represents or displays an increase of light. And there is this glow of the presence, but this is interesting, very interesting. It is not the presence itself. Because the presence itself, the presence is the unrevealed monad. But through the angel of the presence, the glow of the presence can be seen. So, of course, the angel has its own presence, doesn't it? But behind the translucent angel, let's say the angel is translucent, so that the light of the monad can be seen as a glow. This is the first time I've kind of realized that. I've also been realizing increasingly that the presence can indeed be sensed while still in the presence of the angel. And in other words, before the angel has stepped aside, this presence can be indeed felt, intuited, sensed, somehow appreciated, but it's not the full intensity of the presence until the angel steps aside, maybe reducing its participation in the life of the rising emanation of the monad, the returning emanation. And then eventually when the angel with the solar angel is dissipated and returns to its solar origin, then the full power of the presence is appreciated. And perhaps there is, through the jewel and the lotus, the radiation of the power of the presence. But the synthesis petals, we are told, are not fully unfolded yet at the fourth, until the fourth degree. And so there is, even while the egoic lotus is there, an intensification of the sense of the presence just before the fourth degree. And then when the destruction occurs, even a greater intensity of the presence is noted, because none of the aspects of the solar angel or the angel of the presence somehow has to mediate anymore between man and his monadic nature. And then it's a straight line home, the straight line home, although we can wonder whether the on the higher atmic plane there is not a vehicle which also must be encountered and dealt with somewhat as the egoic lotus is dealt with on the higher mental plane. So anyway, there's the glow of the presence coming through the angel, pours throughout the field of combat. Where is this field? Let's just say within the lower 18 subplanes, and ends in peace, the constant strife. So a period of peace supervenes below. And the fourth ray type, now I'm going to have to make a fourth ray type here, right? In the, we'll do it this way, FRT, the fourth ray type. And while I'm at it, I know I'm going to run into the fifth ray type, so I might as well do that too, FFRT, the fifth ray type. If the Tibetan can call a monad a person, you know, people on the fifth ray, i.e. whose monad is on the fifth ray, then we can call these ray types without trying to localize too much with every expression, every statement, exactly where that ray may be coming from. So for the fourth ray type, there will be in the lower three worlds always conflict with occasional periods or episodes of peace, only to be disrupted by more conflict. So there's something about this glow of the presence. The glow of the presence is a peacemaker. Presence felt or received through the angel is a peacemaker, an inducer of peace. And of course, so is the solar angel or the angel of the presence itself. But there's something about the way the presence glows. Because look, Shambhala is the place of peace. The monad is a member of Shambhala, maybe not, well, we'll see in what degree a member, not a conscious member the way the Chohans are, but in some sense a member. And from the monad, then, comes the peacefulness of Shambhala, much higher type of peace, of course, which radiates through the, can we call him a fourth ray, angel of the presence, or at least one who wields the fourth ray. It passes through such an angel of the presence and has its peacemaking effect in the lower worlds. Ends in peace the strife. Now, you know, the monad in extension on this type. We're no longer necessarily talking about the fourth ray monad, but let's just say the monad in extension working through the fourth ray soul is a warrior. And within the lower worlds, whatever the personality may be, just the way the second ray soul is the teacher, whatever the personality may be, the fourth ray type is a warrior, whatever the personality ray may be. So the warrior, who is the monadic emanation, MDC, MDCE. Let's try that. The M will always be capitalized. MDCE, and we'll call it here. the monadic emanation. The warrior who is the monadic emanation, I mean, every blessed one, blessed one is a monadic emanation, is seen and is for the moment at peace, as there is nothing left to fight or to harmonize. The warrior can also fight for harmonization. So the warrior stands revealed. His work is done. So we see the candidate. Okay. His work is done. All right. And what I must do then is find now a different kind of bracket. Okay. The warrior stands revealed. His work is done. The candidate, no, why is this not working? There we go. Okay. The candidate has been a warrior. That has been his life in the lower three worlds. And he is, he stands for the moment. Perhaps he stands steadfastly in the center. Perhaps he stands at last steadfastly in the center. This is the word of integration for the fourth ray soul. His work is done. So there are the angel, there's the angel and the warrior. Now back to back, if they stand back to back, interestingly enough, their chakras will be, their chakras along the spine will be united. Of course, it's also possible, you know, to have a chakric kind of a union, front to front. But there is a figure, I think, in, what was it? In a treatise on a treatise on cosmic fire, where we saw the symbol for the, I think it was the final law, and it had to do with the male and female figure standing back to back. One was holding a shield and the other an urn of oil. Well, it was related, however, to the law of the lower four. There's a fourness in it that way, but it had to do, it was generally ruled by the fifth ray and was the seventh law of the soul. So at last there is a moment of covering both halves. We wonder, with this back to back, and I'm going to make one of those as well. Don't want to go back to back. Two, back. With this back to back stance, the higher and the lower can be simultaneously seen by the two which have become the one. So there's something Janus-like here, looking above and looking below simultaneously. So back to back, the angel and the warrior stand. They are fusing at the fourth initiation. We remember that the Christ and the Buddha they're fusing at the third initiation on the fourth ray. And the Christ and the Buddha took the third initiation in a fourth ray ashram in Atlantis. So the warrior and the angel have come together. The candidate is the warrior. The angel is the angel of the presence. Their auras, and they both have auras, of course, every being does. They both have auras. The planetary logos and solar logos both have auras. So the atom has an aura, sort of what maybe we might call it a kind of an electron mist I don't know the details, but there's this whole idea of the radiant sphere surrounding every little atom. Their auras meeting in a radiant sphere of light. The two are one. So this is the third degree, the fusion of the two, and back to back represent opposites. But in this fusion, the pairs of opposites are united. The male and female of the seventh law of the soul, as I'm remembering it at least. And here, the higher entity and the lower entity. There must be something to this back-to-backness. I think, you know, there's fusion all along the spine, and two heads are produced, Janus-like, with this type of fusion. So a head which looks toward the monad and a head which looks out into the world of personality. And I suppose they can revolve naturally as a sphere. All right, the two are one. Now, let's go on and see what happens. The voice goes forth. It's not the word at this time. And we have maybe entered the realm of Brahma. Brahma is the throat center, controls the throat center. We are now in the realm of the rays of attribute, which are controlled by Brahma and the voice. And, you know, this is interesting. Let's go to the law of repulse for the fourth ray. I want to see whether it's a voice or a word. So we are here in Esoteric Psychology 2, and it says, create again my child. All right. The voice then chanted forth these words. It is the voice again for the fourth ray type. Interesting. But I guess we may also hear a voice for the direction of Ray 3. Let us see. A voice proclaims. Yes, we do. What do we have? We have nothing like that for the second ray law of repulse, the seven rays of light, and no voice is heard for the first, for the direction of the first ray. But the voice for the third ray, the voice for the fourth ray, what happens with the fifth ray? Nothing in that sense. The worker then destroyed, no. And he heard a word. Well, this is interesting. A word goes forth for the sixth ray type. It's related, of course, to the second ray where the word is supposed to go forth. And is there any word or voice? No. Not for the seventh ray. So it's only, the voice is only heard in relation to the third ray law of repulse and the fourth ray law of repulse. Anyway, we are in the realm of Brahma, and the voice controls. We have Mercury, fourth ray, in its relationship to the voice and to the throat center, even though it wields or distributes the fourth ray. Still, it is the planet of speech, and that connects it with the throat center. The voice goes forth. And from where does the voice come? We might say this is the voice of the self-realized soul of the candidate, who has entered the world of soul and has merged with soul and become in identity the soul. Harmony is restored, and the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. Well, this is his realization, and in a way it could be a more general realization of an observer seeing the whole process. The harmony between the angel and the warrior is restored. Where is harmony restored? Harmony is restored to the 18 lower subplanes, and there is now harmony between the angel of the presence and the warrior, who is the pacified candidate. Now, the beauty of the Lord of Love, let's just say that every angel of the presence is a Lord, Lord of higher manas, and also a Lord of Love. The soul is the second aspect and expresses generically the energy of love. So and also we realize that the fourth ray and the fifth ray are closely fourth ray and the second ray, excuse me, are closely connected, such that there are those souls on the fourth ray who transfer to the second. There's a that kind of simple arithmetic relationship that DK pointed to, 1 plus 1 equals 2, hence the first and second ray so related, 2 plus 2 equals 4, hence the second and fourth ray so related, 3 plus 3 equals 6, hence the same for the third and the sixth rays. So the beauty of the Lord of Love, and you know, when we talk about beauty, and we talk about the good, the beautiful, and the true, it's the second ray that represents, among the higher three, beauty. And the fourth ray, among all the seven, represents beauty. So they are both united through their expression of beauty and their position as that which represents beauty in the respective triad and septenate. So harmony in the lower worlds is restored, and this we hope will be the case for humanity, the fourth kingdom, when the fourth ray comes into power, which it will from 2025 on, and even we're told from 1924-25 on, it was emerging in power. That is interesting. Something about those conclaves in the year 25 of each century, which brings in or has resonance with the fourth ray. So harmony is restored, harmony below in the 18 lower subplanes, and harmony between the warrior who at first is fighting with everything and himself in the lower worlds, and the peacemaking fourth ray soul, because it is the purpose of the fourth ray soul to induce only such conflict as will lead to peace, not conflict for its own sake, but conflict which must end in harmony. And it is the glow of the peacemaking presence, considering the peace of Shambhala, working in addition with the harmonizing effect of the fourth ray angel of the presence, which brings the peace. Now, when I say the fourth ray angel of the presence, I'm just going to have to say that as a convenience. As stated, we have not decided whether the angel of the presence is actually on the particular ray of the soul, whether it somehow represents the ray of the monad, whether it is the monadic ray of the solar angel working through the angel of the presence, which is active here, or some other aspect of, since every being has monad, soul, and personality, a particular aspect of the solar angel, a particular ray aspect, which is effective on the soul level. All of those intricacies we're just going to have to leave aside because we cannot solve them. But what we can do is just say the fourth ray angel of the presence. And wherever that ray may come from, we can think of it as simply being presented into the process that has to be worked through, however technically it may be done. Harmony is restored. Harmony above, harmony below, and the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. And this is, we just have to say that this is the beauty of the angel of the presence, which pervades all the personality life. And the candidate is merged in this beauty. And the two have become one. Such is the plan for these two. Such is the plan. The plan needs the restoration of harmony and the shining forth of beauty. Okay. This aspect of the plan is based upon the restoration of harmony and the shining forth of beauty as seen in this harmonized condition. So the different rays contribute different ray qualities to the plan. The plan has to proceed according to the seven ashrams, and each ashram has its own ray contribution to the plan. And now, the united soul personality, the united warrior and angel of the presence, can know the plan in a higher way, or at least because of his union with the angel of the presence, the man, who really is the extension of the monad, let us remember, can know the plan as he could not before this fusing has taken place. And the whole is revealed, but how? How, say, always at the third degree, the whole is revealed. But how? And in this case, it is the beauty of the whole, and also the fact that in the wholeness, the pairs of opposites are entirely united as two aspects of the same whole. So we have the angel of the presence with his back to the warrior, and the two together are like the opposites, which are united in the whole. So the pairs of opposites which the angel of the presence and the warrior represent are united as the two aspects of the whole. So the wholeness, let's just say, when you have, how it goes when you have a line with opposites at either end. If you bend them around into a circle, you will have the union of the two opposites in wholeness, and the opposites become one in wholeness. So let us say that the pairs of opposites become one in the sphere of wholeness. So the whole is revealed in all its beauty, and all, let's just say, all opposites are seen as reconciled in this wholeness. So, in a state of fragmentation and dualistic mind, the opposites remain forever opposed. They are contrary. But when wholeness is appreciated, we see that the opposites are aspects of each other. They are really two sides of one whole, as it is said. They are united and really the same thing. They are no longer divided from each other. They with the word of power two, merge with one. The one is already there, and the pairs of opposites are essential aspects of this one. They complete each other in wholeness. The pairs of opposites complete each other in wholeness. Now that is, we can say, we're dealing with the pairs of opposites on the vertical level here. We could also look at this on the horizontal level, but generally when dealing with the pairs of opposites in spirituality, it is the vertical opposites which are of interest to us. We have this in Libra too, don't we? You see how the type of light which shines in Libra, let's see where that is, approximately, 3:30 or something like that. Yeah, there it is. The light that moves to rest. This is the light that oscillates until a point of balance is achieved, It is the light which is distinguished by a moving up and down. Well, that's not the horizontal kind of resolution of the opposites that we might expect when we look at the scales. This is the occult fusion of soul and personality, or spirit and matter, and the light is oscillating up and down and coming to a place where the two are united, where the opposites are realizing themselves as incapable of being separated from each other. Let's put it like this, that the opposites, which seemed so contrary, now realize themselves as being incapable of being separated from each other. They are really two parts of the same thing. Okay, so the higher and the lower meet. In this case, we have the angel on the higher mental plane, the angel of the presence on the higher mental plane, and the man or candidate who has made his way into, consciously, the higher mental plane, and there the fusion of the two occurs. They meet. This meeting occurs within the higher mental plane. Form and the formless merge and blend. Well, how will we describe this? The warrior is of form, and the angel, is of formlessness. Not really, as we know, because, you know, within the dense physical body of the Soul of Logos, the egoic lotus is found. And as I've said before, even on the cosmic physical plane, there is no formlessness from the cosmic sense, but from the systemic sense, we have the idea of form and the formless. Let's just say the formlessness on the higher mental plane is kind of a transitional formlessness. The formlessness on the higher mental plane is a kind of transitional formlessness. True formlessness, let's call it systemic formlessness, begins with the cosmic ethers. Formlessness. All right, so form and the formless merge and blend and know themselves as one. This is when we talk about the fusion of the dweller on the threshold, and the angel, we are talking about the same thing. This is the same thing. And in Glamour, A World Problem, you can find this discussion of the fusion of the angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold. The dweller on the threshold, it can be a high-level being now. It's the dweller on the threshold of divinity, we are told, and it is the redeemed dweller who can, having dropped all of the negativities, can merge with the angel. He becomes, in a way, through the personality ray, the higher personality ray merges with that of the ray of the angel of the presence, which is the ray of the soul, which is the ray of one aspect of the triad, and so it goes. In harmony, and then who says this? See, the viewer can have said all of this. The viewer of the process can have said, how does it go here? Harmony is restored and the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. The viewer can say that. Not necessarily either the warrior or the angel need say that. One who simply describes the process can say that. And such is as the plan always is, such is the kind of contribution to the plan made by the fourth ray type. And thus is the whole revealed through the union of the pairs of opposites. The higher and the lower meet, form and the formless merge and blend and know themselves as one. But now we have the word I again. and who is speaking. So we want to know who is speaking in the following. Who is speaking in the following? And it must be the redeemed warrior, or the warrior for peace. It is the candidate now that speaks in harmony with all united souls, because that's what I am now. I, the warrior, am the soul. I, the warrior, am the soul, and on the higher mental plane. And as DK said, you know, when you view that sphere of fire from initiation human and solar, you see the lines of lighted energy connecting all the other spheres. So in fact, there is unity and oneness on the plane of soul. It's an articulated oneness. It's a unity. It's not a complete synthesis. So in harmony with all my fellow souls, with all the emanated monads or blessed ones who have risen up into this state of soul absorption, with them as souls, I serve the plan which I have realized. And this plan will be a plan in which harmony and beauty are accentuated. Each of the ray types serves the plan in a different way, and within the plan there is a place and a demand for the contribution of each of the ray types, most definitely. Okay, now, I think the thing to do, I think what I'll do, you know, is rather than run these programs too long, even if I'm not quite at an hour, I will still cut the program and stay with the ray type. That's what is to be done, I think. Okay. So let's go now to the stanza, and I'll just summarize it. The angel of the presence stands in his beauty rare, perhaps the most beauteous of all of the types of angels of the presence, or solar angels, upon the lighted way. The lighted way leads to the soul, to the higher mental plane, and beyond. The lighted way continues. It's an antichoronic way. It continues all the way unto the monad, which is a great and the fullest demonstration of light within the human energy system. The glow of the presence, now the real presence is the monad, but it is shining through, glowing through the translucent angel of the presence, the translucent egoic body. The glow of the presence pours throughout the field of combat on the lower 18 subplanes, which is the dense physical body of the planetary logos, and ends all of the ongoing strife in a condition of harmony and peace. And the presence carries with it the peace of Shambhala, which flows through the peacemaking angel of the presence and the egoic lotus, which is tuned to peace, and its influence upon the lower chakras and the warrior and the candidate in the lower worlds is to bring a peace into that world too. The warrior who has been fighting it out in the lower worlds and who is the monad in extension stands revealed. it is, after all, the warrior has been the extension of the monad. It doesn't make any difference what ray the monad is at this point. If the soul is on the fourth ray, then that monadic extension, which continues on through the soul, through the egoic vehicle, and which also knows itself as the soul in incarnation, is a warrior. The soul in incarnation is the monad in extension, and that's what I'd like to say. I don't think I've ever said it that clearly. The soul in incarnation is the monad in extension. I'd like to, make that kind of a a statement. We say, well, I am the soul in incarnation. Yes, I come from the soul. But what does the soul come from? What does that soul consciousness come from? It is the monad's consciousness in a certain field of immersion. So the consciousness of myself as a soul incarnation is really the consciousness of the monad in extension, or I'll add another phrase to this. The soul in incarnation is the monad in attenuation, with a greatly reduced monadic consciousness. Nevertheless, it is the consciousness of the one descending being, consciousness of the one descending being. All right. Right, so I was doing this. Okay. The warrior stands revealed. His work is done. His work alone is done. His work without the infusion of the fourth ray soul is done, of the angel of the presence. He has a new work to undertake now. So back to back, the angel and the warrior stand, covering, representing symbolically the pairs of opposites of soul and personality. And, you know, I likened this to the fifth, the fifth ray ruled, seventh law of the soul, the law of the lower four, in which the rays of attribute were featured. Back to back, the angel and the warrior stand, they come into a fusion, and all the chakras along their spine are united. We have said there must be a higher correlation to the human structure within the solar angel, if there is, in Sanat Kumara himself, as seems to be hinted in various sources, that Sanat Kumara is actually the heavenly man, the ideal man, and man, the kind of man we know, is made in his image. This may be more real than we actually think. The heavenly fourth round etheric body of Sanat Kumara may be the higher prototype of which the etheric body of man and his dense physical body is a kind of reflection. So anyway, we are assuming here that there is a chakra system in both the angel of the presence and the warrior who is merging with him. And they stand, and their auras meet in a sphere of radiant light, so radiance and glory are shining forth, and the two are merged. This is the merging of the soul and personality in a quite complete sense at the third initiation. The voice, which is a Brahmic factor, as the fourth ray is an aspect of Brahma, now goes forth, and it is the voice of, well, okay, it could be the voice of the realizing solar angel, it could be the voice of the observer. It is perhaps, although I said so, maybe it's generally when a voice speaks, it speaks from a higher position. Can it be, in a way, the voice of the monad? Can it be the voice of realization within the soul, the voice of soul realization? It is commenting on what has happened. Harmony is restored. And the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. Where is harmony restored? In the 18 lower worlds. It's also restored between the warring extension of the soul, the soul in incarnation, the monad in extension in the lower worlds, between it and the peacemaking angel of the presence. So it's harmony between the soul and personality, putting it in simple terms, is restored. And beauty is shining forth because of the union. Wherever there is true harmony, there is beauty, and now there is true harmony between these opposites, and that the beauty resulting from the harmony is shining forth. And the beauty of the Lord of Love on the higher mental plane, as this fourth ray soul is a Lord of Love on the same line as the Lord of Love, and really, in a way, all angels of the presence are really lords of love. The soul is the expression of love, no matter what its ray. But this is particular. There's a particular relationship between the second ray as the Lord of Love and the fourth ray as the Lord of Beauty. Love and beauty go together just as two plus two equals four. Such is the plan for this type, and this type can bring the restoration of harmony to the lower worlds, and the restoration of harmony to the lower worlds is the plan for this ray type, and the bringing in of harmony and beauty in the lower worlds is the plan that this ray type can carry out. And thus is the whole revealed. When the two come together, the wholeness created by the union of all the pairs of opposites is revealed, and two merge with one, as the word of power tells us. In each case, at the merging of the angel of the presence and the man, wholeness must be revealed. This is required. The higher and the lower meet, so it's really generically soul and personality. They have been meeting, of course, they've been merging. But now, I'll add this, within the divine plan, as promoted by this ray type, higher and lower meet and form in the formless merge and blend. In a way, all the ray types of the solar angels produce this meeting between the form and the formless, but especially when you look at the fourth ray, we have kind of an archetypal consideration, that of formlessness on the cosmic etheric planes and form on all the lower three planes. So a somewhat lower version of that is formlessness on the higher mental plane and form on the lower 18 subplanes. So this is induced in the life of humanity. It happens for the candidate, and it's slowly induced in the life of humanity. The soul and personality will meet, and eventually the higher ethers and the dense physical vehicle of the solar logos will also meet. That is form and the formless. And so the aspect of the plan wants that to happen. But in the case of this candidate's life, the candidate who has penetrated into the higher mental plane and has fused with his angel of the presence, as the dweller on the threshold fuses with the angel of the presence, the soul in incarnation, the monad in extension, the disciple, and the dweller on the threshold, at a certain point, they're all the same thing. So they merge with the angel of the presence within the field of the higher mind, within the field of the higher mental plane. They merge and blend, and they know themselves to be one. This is, after all, the third initiation fusion, where each knows itself to be the other. The angel of the presence knows that it has an extension of itself in the man, and the man knows that a higher source for itself is the angel of the presence, a.k.a. solar angel. It's as if the monad works through the angel of the presence, maybe not so much through the solar angel in its entirety, but through that part of the solar angel which is invested in the egoic lotus and which forms a central vehicle for the monad, which we call the egoic lotus, and the monad can work through that. In that sense, the monad is working through the angel of the presence, through the investment of the solar angel in the egoic lotus, working through that. So now the man who is the candidate, who is the soul now on its own plane, the realized soul on its own plane, he is a retracted soul in incarnation. He's also on the path of monadic retraction. He's not entirely retracted until the sixth degree, but he knows where he's going. So that man declares, just as the third ray type declared, you know, he declared over here, the man who is the soul cries forth. Okay, it's a realization of the man who has undergone this. As a matter of fact, the last paragraph of all of these stanzas are a declaration by the man who is now soul realized. So I don't think I've said that as clearly as I am now. The last paragraph is the declaration of the soul realized man. And he says, in harmony with all united souls, I serve the plan. And maybe, you know, whose realization is this? Maybe it is the realization of the candidate who is now soul realized. I've said, well, it could be the monad realizing, the observer realizing. I've said it could be the angel of the presence realizing. But in a sense, maybe the retracted soul in incarnation is realizing this. The monad in extension, having entered consciously the causal sphere, is realizing this. Maybe all of these sentences he is realizing. I know I haven't settled exactly upon who's realizing it, but I can say of the last sentence that it definitely is the candidate becomes soul who is realizing this in harmony with all united souls, because I realize on the plane of soul that I'm united with all these other rising souls in incarnation. I'm united with all the souls on the mental plane. I serve the plan. I serve the plan in cooperating with them. I serve the plan in harmony with them, in coordination with them. Together with them, I bring harmony to the lower worlds. In harmony with all united souls, I serve the plan. Now what I'll do is, having probably said more than I should, as my voice is showing, I will simply read this statement, this stanza. The angel of the presence stands in his beauty rare upon the lighted way. The glow of the presence pours throughout the field of combat and ends in peace the strife. The warrior stands revealed. His work is done. Back to back the angel and the warrior stand, their auras meeting in a radiant sphere of light. The two are one. The voice goes forth. Harmony is restored, and the beauty of the Lord of Love shines forth. Such is the plan. Thus is the whole revealed. The higher and the lower meet. Form and the formless merge and blend and know themselves as one. In harmony with all united souls, I serve the plan. So the big question is, who is the voice? You know, the voice obviously has this vast perspective. And maybe the rising soul in incarnation has this kind of perspective. But it almost seems, when the voice, it's been an observer. It's almost as if the voice has been a kind of silent watcher of the whole process. And that is actually what I want to say here. It's as if the voice, let's just say, is this a silent watcher of the whole process? I realize I haven't settled upon who's talking in that last paragraph. There are reasons to think that any of the players involved here, and even the monad, could be talking. So from a certain perspective, the man realizes it is so. The angel of the presence knows it is so. The kind of silent watcher who's been looking at the whole thing knows it is so. But at the very end, it is the fused man and angel who is speaking, the one who has returned into the field of the soul and has merged with the angel of the presence. He can say, in harmony with all united souls, I, the returning soul in incarnation, I, the monad in extension, who is on the path of homecoming and has come as far as the soul level, I can, in the soul field, with all my united souls, united to all the other souls who are like myself, I serve the plan in full cooperation with them. Okay, friends, I think, well, let's do the great invocation. Let's do that, okay? I think, yeah, we'll do that. Okay, I'm just going to have to spell correctly. And we'll use the note G, you know. Might be nice to use the exact note of the ray we're on, but the note G is pretty good when it comes to this. Home. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. All right, friends, Ray 5 is a bit of a longer, a little bit longer stanza, although some of it is the words of Alice Bailey, so maybe it's not longer after all. But we will say then that we will end of Angel of the Presence Commentaries number 5, I guess. Esoteric Psychology 2 and page 46, and beginning of Angel of the Presence Commentaries number 6, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 46. And okay, we'll be back right away. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.